Nolte, Jimmy Kimmel's ratings were down 43% long before Charlie Kirk Lie. Only 129,000 viewers in coveted demo. By John Nolte on September 19, 2025. Jimmy Kimmel's ratings have been in the toilet for years. But just like his fellow liars and fabulists at CNN, he somehow managed to drive them even lower. So, why was Kimmel still on the air? Simple answer, Disney hates you. Per the New York Post, which looked at the Nielsen data, Kimmel has suffered sharp summer declines and a year-long slide that leaves him trailing late-night rivals such as Fox News' Greg Gutfeld and CBS star Stephen Colbert. At the beginning of the year, Kimmel attracted 1.95 million total viewers. By the end of August, 2 weeks before his long-overdue suspension, that number plummeted to just 1.1 million viewers. As you can see in this graph, that 1.1 million number is not a cherry-picked number based on the ups and downs many television show face based on reruns, events, and the like. Kimmel has been in a steep slide all year. The Post points out that his ratings slide is down 43% from January's 1.95 million. His August household rating of 0.35 marked the weakest showing of the year. What would be most concerning to ABC/Disney Grooming Syndicate, if it were a corporation driven by profit instead of hate, is the collapse of Kimmel viewers in the 18 to 49 age demo, which sets advertising rates. That number sat at 212,000 in January. By August it had dived to just 129,000. Stephen Colbert, who was fired by CBS because his late show reportedly loses around $50 million per year, currently attracts 2.57 million total viewers and 281,000 demo viewers. Greg Gutfeld, of course, remains the king of late night, despite his disadvantage of not being on a broadcast network. Gutfeld pulls in 2.76 million viewers. So why has Kimmel remained on the air with a good chance of returning after his suspension? Easy answer, Jimmy Kimmel is a good doc who says what the leftists at ABC/Disney want him to say. He almost certainly loses ABC more than $50 million a year. Hell, his salary is reported to hover between $15 to $20 million a year. But that is money these multinational corporations are willing to lose to spread their leftist propaganda. That's it. That's the reason. That's why. Why else? Billion-dollar corporations like the Disney Grooming Syndicate are happy to lose $50 to $100 million to have Jimmy Kimmel spread his hate and lies about us. Disney hates us. Reruns of sitcoms during Kimmel's time slot would attract more viewers and cost a fraction to air. But Disney chooses to broadcast hate and lies at a huge loss. That's how much Disney hates you. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.